Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and go to durangobusiness.org to check out everything the Chamber has coming up. I am here with Sarah Klein and Patty Solomon. Salt 360.
Salt 360.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Well, enjoying the summer here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Floating right along.
And I can't do the interview without saying congratulations to those St. Louis Blues.
Oh, thank you.
And your
you.
Connection
it's
and
been
ties. So
very exciting season for us, for sure.
I bet it was. Yes. And even more exciting now, we have upcoming a 30-day clean living challenge. Sarah, I assume that's why you're in here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this program was developed about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We've had almost 500 people run through the program.
Wow.
And it is a three-pillared approach to health and wellness.
Okay, so explain that three-pillar.
Yeah, so it includes nutrition and
mm-hmm.
whole foods-based eating.
Okay.
But then it also looks at refining and toning the nervous system. So stress.
So I want to stop you, though, because when you say whole foods, I'm mm-hmm. looking at the picture. I see some eggs.
Yeah.
I see some spinach, some mm-hmm. avocado, tomatoes.
No bacon.
What?
That's not necessarily true.
Oh, see, already I learned more. So what's under that? I'm doing the quotation mark, the whole food category.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So one of my personal base philosophies in my nutrition work is bio-individuality. So what works for one person uh-huh. doesn't necessarily work for the other.
Because bacon works for me.
Except, well, there we go.
All right. Get that straight.
And so we can tend to pigeonhole ourselves in the confusion that is around nutrition of you have to eat this and you can't eat that. And I really do believe that it is individual.
Okay.
But we all agree in the nutrition world on some things like processed foods or sugars.
Right.
And so this program is designed that one, the first week we do a light elimination protocol, which allows people to take very common allergens mm-hmm. out of their diet so that they can discover if certain foods work for them.
So kind of like wheat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so people, you know, get a lot of insight in taking certain foods out and then implementing that back in. And, you know, it is a group program. So you can do an elimination diet a lot stricter. This is more of a light. Let's play around with this and try it on for size.
So let me ask you something, because I know, okay, I've been trying to wean myself off sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't drink a lot of soda, but I started drinking the LaCroix
or
those, the bubbly or whatever.
The bubbles.
And it took me a long time to like it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've become accustomed to it. So when I do go, that sugar is like, oh, whoa, that's too mm-hmm. much. Is that what you're talking about? Like weaning off?
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, I'm talking more about sensitivities and allergies, things that are actually creating some form of inflammation within the body. But what you're saying is spot on.
Okay.
We have this ability to change our taste buds. And there's a lot of biology that happens behind that because we're changing our gut microbiome. We're changing our relationship to food. And one thing that we always get in this program, which I love because every year I'm just kind of waiting for someone to say it, is I have never thought a carrot was sweet. So when you take out artificial foods and processed foods and really high sugar foods, then all of a sudden your taste buds start to change. And whole foods can really satisfy you on different ways.
And whole foods, I always say, is what our great grandparents ate.
Exactly.
Prior to crackers and things that were processed.
Totally. Something that came out of the earth.
Right.
Or off a tree.
Uh-huh.
Or from a garden. Whole foods.
But that includes meats also, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. It's not a vegan diet.
No, by no means. We are asking, you know, people in that first week to try on for size, taking out dairy. I will say, though, dairy works good for some people, not great for others. And so that's really the invitation, is in the first week, you get this opportunity to do a little experiment on your diet, and then the last 3 weeks give us the opportunity to kind of implement what we learned and really approach a whole foods based diet.
Okay, and you said a three pillar approach. I'm also looking at mindfulness and like movement challenge. So mindfulness plays a big part of this.
Right. Huge. And that's where Salt 360 comes into play a little bit. We're offering two floats with this program.
And nice.
Floating is a great way to get in tune with yourself.
I've done it.
I know you have.
I need to come back. You asked me the other day, and I bought my little punch pass for it, and I haven't been in. I'm going, yeah, why haven't I? Because truly, it was one of those incredible experiences. I fully relaxed. I even fell asleep and thought I dreamt I was in Jell-O. I mean, that was so relaxed, and it was just such a really unique and cool experience. And you guys are located up on North Main.
Yeah, we're at 3750 North Main, and we're sensory deprivation. Some people know us as that. Mm-hmm. But you just really relax and meditate in there. A lot of people do find it easier to meditate in there, and that's where it kind of comes into play. Your whole system just shuts down, your nervous system, everything.
So that's the mindfulness part of this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you go through your program starting on September 9th, and obviously I'm going to say coaches are helping us through this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fully available. So we have a lot of different resources. It is an online-based program, but because we're doing this locally and teaming up together, we are going to do meetings at Salt 360.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And how many, is it limited to a certain amount of people?
Not at all. And okay. So kind of what is included in the Clean Living Challenge piece of it is you get a daily email, you get meal plans for the whole 30 days, or you can follow kind of the guidelines. There's a daily email, there's meditations that you receive with this. There's a ton of content that is given.
What are the benefits of meditation? To me, slowing the mind down, which, you know, is really hard for me in my job, and just trying to, you know, decompress and relax. You know, I remember one time I went to a massage therapist friend of ours, and I started snoring. She goes, "No, that's a good sound in here."
Yeah.
and really just trying to slow down. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you can think of our body as a machine. Mm-hmm. And there's certain switches, and they're either on or they're off. And our nervous system is like that. And when it is on, the body works in a certain way. So when our nervous system spikes, we in our bloodstream, the stress hormones are released.
Right.
And basically, you can think of them as little messengers, and they're turning on certain systems. When we are in our rest and digest state, which a salt float is going to absolutely trigger, or a mindfulness meditation practice is going to trigger, the wellness systems of the body turn on. So think about it, kind of peel it back to its raw form. You're running from the mountain lion.
Right.
The last thing you want your body to be doing is digesting food, doing cell reproduction, working on immunity. Like, no, thank you.
It's the
fight
or flight.
Get me out of here. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so what I find so often in my practice is that because stress is presented very differently in the modern day world. It's either through a phone call or an email or a conversation. We often don't utilize the body in the same way, because we're not running from something or fighting something.
Well, we never shut down. We have our phones in front of our faces.
Exactly. So that ability to turn off the nervous system is what is critical for overall wellness.
Okay.
And science is starting to really look at vagus tone, and what the vagus nerve is for is allowing the body to make that switch from fight or flight to rest or digest. And according to how the vagus tone responds. So just like a muscle, you can build the tone.
Right.
And this is where the practice is so important. So whether it's a meditation practice or a monthly float, where you are creating in your subconscious this pattern, or in your biology, really, this pattern of training the body to switch from the rest, system to the other, so that after the stressful phone call, you can kind of take a couple breaths and then turn off the system and let the wellness system of the body work.
And you guys are, and again, this is a 30-day challenge starting September 9th. You're partnering with Salt 360 and
Whole Health Lab.
WholeHealthLab.com is your website. Is that where you go to sign up?
Yeah, you can go on there and learn more about the challenge, learn more about my business, and sign up directly.
This is so cool. How'd you guys partner?
Well, I think Sarah came into flow.
I came into flow, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that was amazing.
Did you dream you were in Jell-O?
Well, you know what? I was having this sensation I was either in the womb or in space.
Yeah, well, space is, and I fell asleep a couple times. And what's so cool is that people have said, well, you'll drown. I said, no, you don't. You're so buoyant, and you're floating. And
there's 1,000 pounds of salt in there. There's no way you're going to drown.
Everybody should try the float.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool. And your website?
We are salt360float.com.
Salt360float.com.
And we're located at 3750 North Main, and we welcome anybody to come in and check us out.
Yeah, and you guys are right across from Hampton Inn.
Correct. And there. Plenty of parking.
Right. Now, so people like me, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I don't know. This is, you know.
That's like me, too.
It's going to be holding me accountable to stuff. But it's online, you said.
Yeah.
But you're also probably a phone call away, an email away to say, help me, Sarah.
So we have private groups that we can all ask questions, and I post daily within. So there is this like-minded community that forms, and everybody kind of starts chirping in the communication, and the motivation is there, and it's a really, really fun program.
And it's 30-day program, only $155. You get two floats?
Two floats with that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So it's a steal.
And so to sign up again is wholehealthlab.com.
Correct.
To get signed up, and if people have questions, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can head over to my website. You can call me directly or send me an email. It's wholehealthlab@gmail.com.
Okay, and obviously if you Google, we can find you.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow, so this is so cool. So what type of person are you looking for to do this? Someone like me that's like kind of high strung, doesn't eat real well at times?
You know, it's really for the person, whether you know that you have changes to make or you're just looking to create more focus and get a little more motivation. I see that we have both of those people coming into our program. Okay. So really anybody who after the summer is ready to just get some support and accountability on their health practices in a like-minded setting.
Okay.
And I mean, you get tons of meal plans and recipes. Yeah. 30 days.
Men and women, all ages.
I've had high school to 70s.
Okay. I'm not quite that old yet. Yeah. But I'm getting close. I'm feeling it at times.
Anyone who's really ready to make the commitment for 30 days, they want to reboot, refocus, and get that accountability and support that really makes the difference.
Well, this is perfect. I like this. So this is all starting on September 9th. And again, it's a 30-day clean living challenge, mindfulness, whole foods, and movement challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So go to wholehealthlab.com to get registered. Literally, this can be resetting and change your life. Yes, Patty.
Yeah, I was just going to say you can also go to salt360float.com. We have information on there as well.
All right.
You can sign up at either location.
Either location, or you can just pop in and see us.
Wow. All right. Well, just sitting here with you two, I want to sign up.
Yay.
You know, be like, all right, sign me up and tell me what I'm doing.
We can do this together, Jack.
This whole account. Are you nervous? You said you
I am a little nervous, you know. I float regularly, and that's been a huge help. So I'm nervous with the food part because we are all so busy all the time, and I'm the first to pick up something and just grab it and shove it down.
Sure.
So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm nervous too.
Well, and what I do like is that we'll learn your taste buds can reset themselves. So that part always intrigues me because I have done that myself on a few things, and it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, especially, I don't salt anything because my high blood pressure, I don't salt anything. And when I do eat something salty, it's like, whoa, especially like bacon or whatever it might be. So we're about out of time, so I got to plug this more time. Wholehealthlab.com.
Salt360float.com.
Float.com is where you can go to register.
Us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
that went fast, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Really fast.
All right, let's meditate.
We'll see you next time.
We're going to go meditate. Anyway, check out DurangoBusiness.org for the Chamber's upcoming events. Get signed up. And I challenge everybody to do a 30-day clean living challenge. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.